Hey, thanks so much for being here. There is a brand new alert tool that has been launched by Maricopa County, and here to talk about it is County Recorder Stephen Richer. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. It's nice to talk about something other than elections.
You just stole my first question. I was going to ask you, how does it feel to not be talking election integrity?
It feels phenomenal. So instead, we're talking about property integrity.
Well, here's the deal is I'm not letting you go without talking about election integrity at some point. But I do want to talk about this tool because we've got the press release last week. For people that don't know about this, it combats title fraud. I want to get into that with you. But what I did was I followed the link and I signed up for it. And I couldn't believe how easy it was to sign up for. It's amazing.
Well, we love hearing that. It takes fewer than 2 or 3 minutes to sign up for it.
Yeah, so can you explain why? Why are you doing this? Why did you think this was necessary?
Well, we don't want anyone to panic, but we have been hearing more about title fraud. And this is when somebody forges your signature, gets a notary to fraudulently notarize the document, and unlawfully attempts to convey title to your property away to somebody else. And then before you know it, somebody has sold your property out from underneath you. And this often happens when people inherit property from a deceased family member, or if they hold property that they don't live at regularly. And so this tool is meant to alert people whenever anything is recorded containing certain names that you enter, such that if, heaven forbid, this does happen, you can immediately take action and not just find out about it 6 months later, as we've heard from some people who have been victims of this crime.
So is this limited to property such as land and homes, or is this also if you have title to a vehicle of some kind?
This is anything that is recorded. So even if somebody were to fraudulently put a lien on a judgment against you or on a piece of personal property, it searches the entire database. So anything that is recorded. So no, it is not limited to land.
So this is not a crime that's new, but it also has been getting more and more attention, and people are actually doing this. They're finding out months later they have a rental property or something else. Next thing they know, they're fighting in court for years because the property's been sold out from under them, right?
That's absolutely right. And we don't think it happens all that often, but if it does happen, then it really turns your life upside down. And the longer that it takes you to catch it, the harder it is to unwind.
So this is almost like credit monitoring where, you know, someone tries to steal your identity. You want a monitoring system that comes to you and says, hey, someone's trying to open a credit card in your name. So it's kind of the similar principle, right?
Exactly. So if somebody steals your credit information or steals your credit card, it sinks. Nobody likes having their credit card number stolen. But you can immediately take action and you can cancel the credit card. Or in this instance, you can immediately go to law enforcement and say, hey, this person is trying to fraudulently convey title to my property. You need to stop this, and you also need to arrest this person.
And so when you talk about this increase in crime, and you're saying you don't want people to panic, this is just more right now. This is saying, let's nip this in the bud and give you a tool. And like you said, it's so easy to sign up for.
This is just a tool. It can be used for business names or entities, or people sometimes hold property in trust or individual names. And yes, it's exactly that. And the marketplace has developed a few of these private tools. Some of them work well, some of them don't work well, but you have to pay for those. And so this is an absolutely free service that is available to anyone who records anything in Maricopa County.
So where do they go? How can they do this?
You can just go to our website, which is just the recorder's office website, recorder.maricopa.gov, and there's a big banner at the top of the website, and you can just click on that, enter your information. All you need is an email address that you can validate, and so we send you a link as soon as you sign up for it. You just have to click on that link. It's really painless. You can monitor a bunch of names, or you can monitor just one name, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, so if you've got a business name or a trust, you can do your personal name, and so a bunch of different entities, so that wherever you are, wherever you own property, under that name, it's protected.
That's right, and we already have over 17,000 people who have signed up, and we just launched it a few days ago, so we're very excited about that, and clearly there was some demand for it, and we hope that number will keep going up.
Yeah, when I found out how simple it was, I mean, I wanted to check it out anyway because I knew we were going to talk, so I wanted to go online and do, and the process was so very simple. I got the confirmation email, and it was done in just a matter of minutes. It was pretty simple.
Great. We'd love to hear that.
All right. So I can't let you go. We got to talk about this. The last judge's decision. I have to ask you, do you have any comment on the last judge's decision to not sanction Carrie Lake or her attorneys? And then the response that was made from the Lake camp that they that proves that they had merit to their case.
Well, I don't know. I certainly take issue with that characterization of it. I would point out that they did lose the case. You know, the judge decided that sanctions weren't appropriate in this instance. And as I've mentioned on your program before, I don't believe that we should attack the integrity of the judge or attack the reasoning of his ruling. And so if we take issue with that, we could appeal it. But, you know, at the end of the day, we won the case. We've always won the cases, and it's time to be moving on.
And we are moving on. And so let's just one last question about 2024. I know that there have been the county has been working on some things. They hired a company to look at some of the things that are happening with printer issues and how your office is working with them. How confident are you in the 2024 election that it is going to go off a lot more smoothly and that it's just going to be done right?
I have confidence, and anyone who has questions about the process, we always welcome those questions. As mentioned last time, we do a lot of tours. You know, we want this to be a very positive experience. I think that the early voting experience was very positive, and so if anyone has questions about that, I would welcome those, mm-hmm. and I would encourage you to sign up for our automatic ballot by mail service so you don't have to deal with any thing in person. You don't have to think about which location to show up. You don't have to think about lines. I think that's something that we've done successfully in Arizona since 1992 and is really convenient, and we want to make this hassle-free, so please give that consideration.
All right, and once again, if you guys want to go and get that title protection, it's recorder.maricopa.gov and click on the banner, correct?
That's perfect. Thank you so much for spreading the word. We want to help people have ease of mind and not have to worry about that.
No, I think it's a great program, and I appreciate the time this morning as always, Stephen.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, that's Stephen Richer, the county recorder. It is a free service. I can promise you it is as simple as anything to sign up for, and it'll just help protect anything that's titled in your name.